by the time I came back, Phil Needleman from the United States was pending a sabbatical and was starting to do experiments on platelets already. So we teamed up to look for the enzyme that converted the prostaglandin endoperoxides, those substances I told you we injected on ourselves, into thromboxane A2. And we discover thromboxane synthase. I said, it could be that the vessels have thromboxane synthase also. Because this immediate spasm might be that the vessels and the platelets are synergizing to favor the formation of the plug. So I discussed that with the people in the lab, and I said, if we are going to map the thromboxane synthase, I would like to look specifically in the vessel wall. And everybody agreed that we would directly go there, but that we would, in the process, do a mapping of tissues. And we did that when Richard Grileski was coming, after he came for a sabbatical. He used to come for short sabbaticals. He would bring a project, we would discuss it, and then we would agree which project. Everybody agreed that what I was suggesting was a great project and we should go for the vessel wall. So we ended up buying hundreds of pig aortas and smashing them up to try to isolate the enzyme to look for the formation of thromboxane. I remember Richard doing the first experiment, coming back to me and saying, I cannot see anything. This is not worth doing because thromboxane is not made. I said to him, do it at least once more. Yes, he said, I'll do it once more, but that will be the end. I said, all right. Next day or 3 days later when he did it, he came back to me again and said, it doesn't work. Let's change project. And he said, okay, we'll change project. And then came Stuart, who had been doing the experiment with him, and said, it's funny, I don't see thromboxane, but look, this tracing is somehow the endoperoxide activity is finishing, is disappearing. And I look at it and I was impressed. I said, it's completely gone. I said, why don't you boil the enzyme and see what happens? I had to leave for a meeting. And the next morning when I came, he said, look, I boiled the enzyme and the endoperoxide is not disappearing, so there must be an enzyme there. So then we found that it was not an enzyme that was metabolizing anything further, so it became inactive. That was an enzyme that was converting the endoperoxide into something that we could not detect by our vascular tissues.